It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Only the Challenge podcast. My name's Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Jake, I am doing well. So we have a long-running thing that you do on this podcast. Mm-hmm. When we watch old seasons of television, you tell me what date that they aired.
Yeah.
And then you ask me how old I would have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jake.
Yeah.
We're recording this on March 21st, 2021. How old would you be?
I am now 30 years old.
Oh, that's great. I'm 29, so, you know.
You motherfucker. How
this
could
is,
you
look,
turn
you fucking
this
reap what
me?
You sow, you old bitch.
The greatest bit on this podcast, you turn it around and make me sound like an old...
You won't even be able to do it anymore.
An old, gross old man.
Yeah, you just think about it, your skin's rotting off the bone, you're looking like Prince Philip. This is what you get. You get the face you deserve, Jake.
Why is a prince so old? At a certain point...
It is really funny that he's technically a prince.
He's older than the queen, and he's still a prince. That's embarrassing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Not me.
That's childish to me.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm different.
Grow up!
When I'm 35, I'm president. That's a fact.
If I'm marrying a man and he's still a prince at 101 years old, miss me with that.
Yeah. Never me. Thomas, this is a great week for British people all around the globe, especially on the Challenge Double Agents. Did you watch the Challenge Double Agents last night?
Effortless. They should be doing one of those You Still Got It wrestling chants.
Thank you. I'm trying my best here.
Yeah. Still as sharp as ever, even in his old age.
So did you watch the
Man,
show?
I am not looking forward to the show after I turn 30. I'm gonna get what I deserve. But you know what? That's in the future.
I do have good news, though, Thomas.
Gonna savor the moment for now.
So, good news, though, about turning 30, you actually don't die. You actually continue to live.
I mean, look, yeah, that's reassuring to me.
I was nervous about it. If you've been listening to the show the last couple weeks, we've been counting down the days to the end of my life.
You were worried that maybe there wasn't going to be an episode today.
I was, but here we are. Thomas, this week's episode was called The Best of Frenemies. Nope, it was called The Best of Enemies, actually. What did you think of that one? Do you feel like The Best of Frenemies would probably
generic.
Be better? Generic, right? I don't get what this means. The Best of Enemies, who? Who is the best of enemies?
Who are they even talking about?
Like, I feel like the big rivalries of this season are kind of over at this point.
The only real rivalry right now is like Kyle and CT a little bit.
Yeah, but even then it's fairly friendly, it seems like.
Like, rivalry between Fessy and Nani because Nani doesn't want him as her partner.
Yeah, like Josh is gone, so nobody's mad at Josh. Teresa's gone.
Yeah, Josh
nobody's
and
mad
Devin
at Teresa.
Gone.
Devin's gone. Like, Bananas isn't there to stir any shit. Amanda's not there. She hasn't been on the show in 5 years.
I guess Big T and CT would have been.
Kind of, but like that's still like more game based than personal rivalries. Maybe Anissa and the audience is the biggest rivalry at this point.
Is it Kyle and Anissa, maybe? I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not Nani. Not everybody loves Nani. She celebrates finally winning her gold skull. And then Kyle and Anissa take stock of their place in the house. It doesn't seem like they have a rivalry, though.
No, they seem like they are perfectly fine working together.
Yeah, which you may have remembered, I predicted last week I said, well, if they get on the same page, they'll be a good team. And look at that. They are. Darrell and Leroy talk about Darrell needing to win the next challenge.
Same precision as your March Madness predictions, Jake.
Mm-hmm. I'm very good at predicting everything.
Killing it with that bracket.
So if there's a line through, the team's name, that means they're doing really good, right? That means they're doing really good, and therefore your bracket is really good?
Yeah, that means they have a bye.
Oh,
they just
okay.
get to play in the Final Four.
That's really nice. I'm doing so many of my teams have byes. They're just going straight to
Why
the championship
Why are there eight teams
game.
That are scheduled to play in the Final Four?
Every other team got COVID, so they all got to go into the Final Four. Final Four with eight teams, why not?
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of finals, Corey is trying to get into the final, so he asks Darrell and Leroy to be the house vote, but doesn't gain much traction at this point. But that's all right, because Anissa tells him that she'll vote for him, because they're friends. That's nice. I like the friendship between Corey and Anissa. At this point...
Yeah, they were, you know, there was a little bit of, you know, when they were had a thing, and then that didn't go well, and there was a little bit of bad blood there, but I'm glad that they've just settled into being friends. I think Corey has settled into that with a lot of people ever since he had his second kid.
Yeah. Corey is a... I believe Big T said a decent guy or something like that this season. So that's
he's been nice. His only crime against women this season is that his partners keep getting eliminated.
Yeah, it's kind of a metaphor for his entire career and life, perhaps. but. I think it's good. I'm on board with the Corey redemption story that we've been seeing the last couple seasons, because
it would be really funny if he came down to one last, like, he had to run the final with someone he's never played with before and they won.
Yeah, that would be great. Corey and Cameron together now. Yeah, so that would be great. If the final is next week, that'll be great. This mission, though, they have to collect 6 rings underwater in a river that runs over 2 tectonic plates. Then decode a puzzle. I thought this was a very cool challenge. I would like to do this challenge.
I thought it was very cool as well. I was also surprised by how little people knew about tectonic plates. I know what they are, and I know what they do.
Yeah, I'm losing a lot of memory in my old age, but I do know what a tectonic plate is.
It's hard to forget when you get told that there are a bunch of giant plates crashing into each other under the earth, and that's how earthquakes happen.
Yeah.
And volcanoes.
Okay, so we all know tectonic plates exist, right? Even the flat earthers, they must know that tectonic plates exist, but do they just assume that they're big, like, stone-skipping stones?
I mean, I guess they would operate the same way. They would just be on a flat plane as opposed to a round one.
Yeah, because currently the rocks in the globe are also the shape of the globe. As we all know, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, tectonic plates. I feel like the people on the show know I can't pronounce it. Tectonic plates. Very cool. The Earth is cool. I love the planet.
Like many things about nature, cool and terrifying.
I think it's really cool that trees produce what we breathe and we produce what trees breathe. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Nature's I don't know, amazing. That sounds like a codependent relationship. We should probably get rid of the trees.
Let's get rid of the trees and only drink oil. Oil is the future.
You gotta eliminate toxic flora and fauna from your life.
You really do. People aren't talking about it enough, and I'm so glad you're finally bringing it up. Leroy and Casey send Anissa and Kyle to go first in the mission, and guess what? They do really well. And then Corey DQs almost immediately, and then tells us in a talking head that a friend nearly drowned him in a pool as a kid. I feel like we should have known that 8 years ago when Corey started coming on this.
You'd think it would have come up by now.
I had the thought, which pool? Because, you know, I was also a kid in the 90s in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, was this at, like, Briggs Pool?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I never drowned in a pool in Grand Rapids as a kid. So, Corey, I don't trust it. Come on the show and explain yourself. Tell us the story of how you almost died.
Yeah. Yeah, please recount your near-death experience from your childhood. 2 chuckle fucks. Two of the dumbest people in the podcasting game.
Look, this is a good show. This is the Smart People's Podcast show. Because smart people like to feel they're smarter than the podcast hosts. Everybody knows that. Amber also DQs, and then Fessy kicks Nani in the face, so they're DQ'd as well.
Fessy also attempts to stop her from going to the surface by pulling her back down, which, like, that would have... If he had succeeded in that, I'm sure that would have gone well.
That's what Corey's friend did to Corey. That's why he's afraid of the water now.
Yeah. I'll kill my partner before I let them quit.
Mm-hmm. No quitters. Cam and CT do not get DQ'd, but they do, in fact, butt heads in the puzzle. This was sad to see. We were all expecting so much greatness from this team, and...
I mean, they were one of only three teams to get it done, so, yeah. Like, still pretty good.
Yeah, true. Leroy and Casey also do well together, because of course they do, but Anissa and Kyle end up winning. Who expected that? Me. I did. If I did, I should have predicted it, I know. But I was
happy
to see it.
There was a second there, I was like, I was trying to remember who you predicted, and I was like, oh, if you did predict them, that would have been very prescient.
We'll get to predictions when we get to predictions, Thomas. We don't want to, like,
yeah, you've been having a great month of those.
Yeah. It's March, as I like to call it, March Badness. It's my favorite month of the year. And back in the house, Leroy doesn't want to vote in Corey because he's afraid that he'll become the target of Anissa and Kyle. Then Kyle asks Corey who he would have liked to face, and then yells at him, "It doesn't matter what you want," just like The Rock did. Remember?
It's great.
So that's cool. Have you been watching Young Rock? Speaking
of
The
Rock,
no,
I have not.
You're missing out. It's a great show.
Is it any good?
It's fantastic. I love it. It's a great thing to have on in the background and be like, "Oh yeah, I vaguely know of this."
What's The Rock doing?
That's The Rock. All right, cool. And then sometimes Randall Park is there, and that's also fun.
Oh, man, Randall Park's everywhere.
And Randall Park
I'm
is
all
everywhere.
For it.
Yeah, it's great.
Everyone loves Randall Park, and rightfully so.
Yeah. Corey sets his sights on Darrell and Amber. Speaking of Darrell, Thomas, it's time for Tom's Trivia.
Oh, we getting into Tom's Trivia? One of the tools is to answer your question
is what? Here we go. What was Darrell's original show?
It's probably The Challenge. Wait, no.
Mm-hmm.
Has Darrell been around long enough that it would be Road Rules?
In fact, it is Road Rules. Do you know what his season was called? I'll give you
a hint. No, I don't know what any season of Road Rules is called.
That's fair. I also... Apparently there was a Road Rules
South Pacific. I
never
watched that show.
I know. They're bringing it back, though. Paramount Plus is bringing it back. So... That's exciting.
Well, then fucking give us next. Like, what are we doing here?
Thank you. That's really what we should have been doing a podcast about all these years, Thomas.
We have The Challenge. Like, Road Rules... The need for Road Rules ceased to exist when The Challenge happened. Like, I'm sorry. We need next.
I want next. I want all those shows back. Next, Date My Mom.
Date My Mom.
Yes. Parental Control. Man. They're all good. How is every single one of those shows so good? Okay.
I need more next screens.
Mm-hmm. Road Rules Campus Crawl was the name of Darrell's original show. That aired in the year 2002. How many seasons in those 19 years has Darrell done?
I'm going to say 15.
Nope, only 9.
Wow, okay, so he picks and chooses.
Yeah. He has been in 9 eliminations in those 9 seasons. What is his elimination record?
I'm going to say 4-5.
He is 6-3. Pretty good.
Oh, okay. I was thinking he had won 4, but yeah, I guess maybe he'd been to finals in other seasons that he didn't win.
How many finals do you think Darrell has seen?
I'm going to say he's been in 6.
Darrell has been in 4 finals. How many of those finals has he won?
He's won 4, right? He's 4 times
winner. He's won 4. He's 4 of 4
in
finals.
So he has never lost in a final.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into this party. I do love the party at the igloo. That's just always fun. I love I just like a separate area. You know?
These parties seem neat. This seems like it would be a very fun season to be on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Iceland is a country I've always wanted to visit.
Every time they show, like, establishing shots of the countryside, I'm like, I want to go there. It looks so nice.
Yeah, it looks great.
There was a point in this party where Anissa and CT were talking. I feel like I would have really liked to see those two work together as a team.
Yeah, I think that, like, a vet, like, good, you know, good challenge team.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's always fun to watch.
I think they could have worked well together. At this point, I don't see it happening, but, you know, whatever. Nani regrets taking Fessy. We all regret everything.
Yeah, because he's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, Fessy. Everybody expects Fessy to be so great, and everyone is disappointed every single time.
I mean, like, if you keep him around for the final, I think he's probably good there, but, like, on a week-to-week basis, there's nothing guaranteed.
Yeah. Darrell says that he is not going to stay with Amber if he wins the elimination and would rather take Casey. Break up a really good team. Not okay with that. Back in the house, Nani and CT complained to each other about their partners. That was great. I didn't really completely agree with CT's complaints of Cam.
Yeah, he's wrong.
He was like, she seemed really, like, nervous about the puzzle. And I was like, no, you just weren't listening to each other. Once again, yeah. CT not listening to his partner. Then we get into the
Cam
deliberation.
Cam has never been wrong, ever.
Yeah, Cam is great. Great stuff. Killer CT doesn't work. Kylo, that name works. The deliberation. Corey makes his pitch for himself and Big T, but the house ends up voting for Darrell and Amber. How did you feel about this?
You know, I mean, I think it probably would have gone the same way either way. I think, I guess I kind of get, I don't know. I guess I don't really care very much. I think that's where I settled on it. It doesn't really matter to me.
Fair. I don't know what to expect.
I think it would have been the same outcome either way.
Yeah, it was like, we know Corey and Big T are going to end up going in one way or the other. Like, there's not a lot of teams to pick from anymore. I say that, and then I continuously get everything wrong in the prediction segment. So, I don't know. But yeah, it's fine. I was happy with the outcome. Let's get into the music minute first, though, Thomas. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go. Four songs this week.
What a week it was.
Four songs. Yeah. How did you feel when they played Sweet Dreams? But no, not that Sweet Dreams. Sweet Beat Dreams, yeah, by Weezer. Did you?
Well, it sounded like identical. Like, the opening synth sounded like the Eurythmics version, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Can't believe I didn't predict that. It's one of those ones that I should have thought of immediately, mm-hmm. And then it was the fucking Weezer version, and I was like, come on, what are we doing?
Yeah. We also got Exposé, Point of No Return. So that was a fun song.
I hadn't heard that song before, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Then also Hungry Like the Wolf, but no, not that Hungry Like the Wolf.
The fucking movie trailer version of it.
Song was
stupid,
by
slow.
A band called Hidden.
I hate
Hidden
the
Citizen?
Worst kind of music there is. The worst, absolute worst, lowest form of music there is right now is fucking slow, whispery covers of pop songs. It's mm-hmm. the fucking worst, and it exists solely for this and for fucking movie trailers. I hate it.
When they can't afford the real song. And then we also got Roll With It by Steve Winwood.
Yeah, fucking bottom, like a lower tier Steve Winwood song. How did we not get Higher Love or Valerie there? Unbelievable.
Probably too expensive, just like a real Hungry Like the Wolf.
I would never have
dreams.
Predicted this one. When we get ones like this, I don't get too mad about it, because it's like, I hadn't heard that song before. Like,
yeah.
I would never have been able to predict it.
This song was released in 1988 from the album of the same name, Roll With It. It spent a whole 4 weeks at number one. Do you know who directed the music video? It's a big name. It's a big name.
It's like David Fincher?
It was David Fincher. How did you know that?
I know, like, he used to direct music videos.
Okay.
For, like, guys that used to direct music videos, it was, like, it's, like, him, Michael Bay, Jonathan Demme. Like, those are the guys that immediately came to mind. And, like, Steve Winwood would probably not get Michael Bay, because Michael Bay was directing, like, Meatloaf videos. Mm. Like, just, like, the most over-the-top shit. And Demme was doing more, like...
Columbo.
I mean, like, he directed Stop Making Sense, so he was mm-hmm. more in, like, that. If it was, like, a new wave band, maybe I would have thought Jonathan Demme. But, yeah, I was like, I don't know. I don't know what music videos David Fincher's directed.
Hey, good guess. This was...
Now I know one.
Yeah, there you go. This was the final number one hit of Casey Kasem's initial run as the host of American Top 40. Isn't that a fun fact?
Shaggy himself. That is a fun fact.
I'm glad you think so. This, to be honest, none of the songs this week had a lot of really fun Wikipedia articles I could read.
I'm trying to remember. I think both of us at some point have predicted a Duran Duran song, right?
Yes. We have both predicted Duran Duran at some point, but I don't think this week. We'll get into predictions. You keep trying to rush to predictions like you're doing so good or something.
I just was trying to remember. Mm-hmm. I just was trying to remember because I thought I had said, like, Girls on Film or something before, but when I heard Hungry Like the Wolf, I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. If we had predicted Hungry Like the Wolf this week, but the Duran Duran song, we'd still get 1 point, but...
I was going to say, like, I think we definitely do get 1 point, even if it's a cover.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they fucking love the covers now. I complain, but I love covers also. I think they're so much fun when they're inventive and creative. I have a whole playlist on Spotify of good covers. So if you ever want to hang out and listen exclusively to covers, let me know. You can hit me up on Twitter. In the crater, Corey and Big T are sent in. It's Corey versus Durrell in the same elimination that Devin took out Wes with, where they have to run around some posts and then push a button. It's fine. I don't know. I don't know. This challenge is fine. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. Do you love this challenge?
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple challenge. I think I do like that part of it. It's just like, who can run to the button better?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, let's see.
Yeah, all right, sure. Like, there's not a lot of... There's not a lot that's going to happen, and eventually somebody's going to win.
I feel like it is one of the... It's unfortunate for Durrell that this was the draw he got, because I think there are a lot of other kinds of challenges he would have beaten Corey at, but this is not one of them.
I don't know. Corey's fast. He destroyed Durrell in the first round. I liked when...
Yeah, I'm saying, like, if it's pure athleticism, like, just straight-up athleticism, Corey's going to win that, but if they had to do anything else, I think Durrell would probably win.
Like a puzzle.
If there was any puzzle involved, yes.
Yeah, you're probably right. I want to believe he's been working on his puzzles.
I mean, we stand to find out.
Yeah. I liked when, before the second round started, Durrell turns to Corey. He's like, calm down, slow down.
That's what I knew it was over when he did that. I think he did, too.
Yeah. Corey wins the second round and eliminates Durrell. Before he leaves, TJ tells Durrell, "You are a consummate professional and a badass." What a great line from TJ
Laffin.
No
lies detected.
No TJ Laffin when he says that. Great stuff. Corey takes Cam. I mean, good. If I feel like that's a strong team for the final. I look forward to seeing it.
I want us to get Corey versus Leroy in an elimination. Leroy takes him out, takes Cam for the final.
Oh, finally get them together. Okay. We'll get to predictions in a second, but first we have to talk about how Big CT back in business. What do you think?
Back together.
Personally, I feel like there's a stain on this team now. Like, it's not as fun as the first time.
No, they're going to have to... There's some trust that needs to be regained with Big T and with the audience.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it works out for him. I hope Big T gets her skull next week, but I don't know, a big regular sized CT. It's gotta do some makeup in my book. Okay, we're finally to the predictions for this week, and we can just go through them like quickly or slowly if you would rather. But last week I had 21 points and you had 38 points. You got a point this you got points this week for Cam and Leroy surviving. So great job there. You did really good. And then also Corey took Cam, so you got another point for that one. So you're at 41 points now, and I've got so many points, Thomas. I've got 21 points. So look out.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points, actually.
Your points are legal drinking age now.
Yeah, so we could have two beers now because I've had 21 points in a row, 2 weeks in a row. Who's winning this next mission? Hopefully the final mission before the final. The penultimate mission, you might call it.
I am going to say... Oh, boy, this is tough. I'm going to say Kyle and Anissa win again.
Oh, shit. Okay, that would be cool. I am going to say it's going to be Cam and Corey. I, why not? You know, Corey's finally got a partner that'll be good for him, and it's going to be great. Who is getting voted in?
CT and Big T.
I believe you mean Big CT, and I am going...
Big CT, excuse me.
I am going to say Kyle and Anissa. Who's going home?
I am going to say, take no pleasure in this, Big T is going home.
You know what? I'm rooting for an upset. I'm going to say Anissa goes. Will there be a trade?
So CT is going to end up with... the person's going to have a choice to pick Amber B.
Yeah.
And if not, then CT would end up with her.
Right.
I'm going to say somebody steals Casey.
I will say somebody steals no one. We're going in. Five teams. Five final teams. What? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's it. Nobody's getting traded. What will be the music? And this includes any covers, okay? Any song from the 80s or perhaps the 90s or even the 2000s, to be honest. Or now.
Or now.
Yeah.
Man.
Or before the 80s,
say,
too.
Say, Africa by Toto.
Even though this shot is shot in Iceland, whatever, who cares? I'm going to say Africa by Weezer. Just kidding. I will say We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's.
Okay. Good choice.
It's just a great song. Why not? Okay, well, we'll see how well you do in the points this coming week. Wednesday, new episode of The Challenge, Double Agents. Coming up on... Oh, did you know they're doing The Challenge All-Stars, Thomas?
I didn't know that.
On Paramount Plus, April 1st or something like that. New challenge with people from the olden days. It's a spinoff, so we don't necessarily have to cover it. We may be covering, though, Survivor Marquesas. That was the plan before they announced Survivor Double Agents. You know what I mean. So, I'm just saying. The final's coming up, so we're going to move on to a new show. Thomas, what is your Twitter for people to follow your tweets?
You follow me at TomNotTom.
And Fleets.
Tweet about the NCAA tournament, mostly.
Great stuff. I'm at Jake Scheidel. That's my name. I don't tweet much, but when I do, it is about and that's great. So, not to brag, but I am a little bragging. You can follow the show on Twitter at DYWSLN or on Instagram at The Only Survivor Podcast. It's a great show. This is a great show. It's just good to remind ourselves sometimes. Thomas, what's the...
Sometimes you got to be your own biggest cheerleader, mm-hmm. and we've been doing that for several years now.
Yep. Look, 2 decades as far as I'm concerned, because I'm in my 30s now. What is the boilerplate review? And by boilerplate review, I do mean required review of all listeners for Apple Podcasts, Thomas.
5 stars only. Mm-hmm. We're going to put that right out in front there.
Very important.
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up. Jake Scheidel is old as fuck.
All right, well, enjoy saying that for the next 5 months, because you soon will be too. So it's actually,
I'm a little baby. I'm only 29. I'm a baby.
You're a little baby. Yeah, that's it. That's fine.
I got my whole life ahead of me.
Yeah, not like me. Creep into the grave as slowly as possible.
Yeah, your life's over.
At this point, what's the point? Have a great quarantine.
Deuces.
I lay awake at night, false lover, just so troubled. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Generation is millionaire.
I want a freaking $1 million, y'all.
It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. Your love got me walking, baby, when I have no place to go. The bad luck and trouble's taking me. I have no money to show. Say you can make it if you try. Yes, yeah, some of this generation is millionaires.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the money and run too.
It's hard for me to keep these and clothes to wear.
Hey, welcome to you. No, I'm gonna start again and actually face the microphone. Hey, welcome to Did You Watch?
You're like Joe Biden. You're losing a step in your old age.
I'm very old. We all know. We all get it.
This, my co-host, this guy over here, you know the guy, you know his name.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching the TV show.
You think you find a new love, remember, baby, the once loved too. And turn things around up, baby, just like me and you. Hey, to make it, you got to try. Baby, there's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I ain't even got these clothes to wear.
We did it.